Hello, I'm Christina and I'm from Romania. I work at the National Agency Against Trafficking in Persons for 9 years, being involved mainly in developing and monitoring the policies in the field of trafficking, monitoring the victims' assistance, establishing monitoring indicators and adjusting them according to the situation and practice. And sometimes giving guidance in relation to various aspects regarding the assistance. Today I'm here to tell you a few words about Romanian experience regarding the assistance provided for victims of human trafficking. And unfortunately, we have an extensive experience as an origin country. You will often find Romania presented in different documents and reports as one of the main European source country for human trafficking. And you already had the occasion to see that I'm not lying. Today, Romania was mentioned many times. I will begin with some features regarding the phenomenon in Romania to have an image of its dimension. But especially to see who are the victims, the persons who need our assistance and protection. And this information show us the first aspects to be considered when planning assistance measures. Then I will present you the Romanian anti-trafficking response with a brief presentation of the legal framework, the institutional framework, and how this works in practice. Indicated some of the challenges that we faced and some types of costs. You can see the number of identified victims over the past 10 years since the national database was set up. Romanian victims are adults and minors, female and male. They are coming from both rural areas and urban areas. From different regions of the country. They are trafficked internally and externally in various European countries with big differences from 1 year to another regarding the main destination countries. And they are trafficked mainly for sexual exploitation and labor exploitation, but other forms of exploitation were present every year with a small number of identified victims. The victims of sexual exploitation are about 50% minors and 50% adults, aged between 14 and 17 years old and 18 and 25 years old. And over 95% they are female. So when we are talking about sexual exploitation in Romania, the children and women are the most vulnerable persons. They come from rural areas and urban areas, again with big differences from 1 year to another regarding the place of origin. So we can't talk about developing assistance measure targeted to a certain area. We have to be prepared to intervene all over the country in some isolated and remote areas of the country. Mostly are recruited by young people, and the majority of victims were trafficked internally. Majority meaning around 60%, but this aspect needs to be analyzed in relation to the victim's age and to some legal provision regarding the specific condition in which a Romanian minor can leave the country if is not accompanied by both parents. So to respond to this reality consisting in various forms of exploitation with different categories of victims, we developed the national legal framework and institutional network in order to offer support for assisted repatriation, support for recovery and reintegration, and support during criminal proceedings. The relevant national legal instruments are the national anti-trafficking law, the national identification referral mechanism. We developed two methodologies for the repatriation of Romanian citizens, a specific one for the repatriation of unaccompanied minors, including children of trafficking. A methodology for multidisciplinary intervention in cases of child trafficking, and we have also a law on certain measures to ensure protection of victims of crime, including the financial compensation from the state. The anti-trafficking national law was adopted in 2001, has a chapter that provides for specific protection and assistance for trafficking victims, especially for children and women. It provides for the right for physical, psychological, and social recovery, for protection of privacy and identity, recovery and reflection period, the accommodation in specific center for assistance and protection, and how these centers should be organized. What would be important to mention about this law is that it introduces the definition of the trafficking victims as the passive subject of the trafficking crime or of the attempt to such crime, regardless of their participation in criminal proceedings. Another important right provided by this law is the right for mandatory free legal assistance. But in order to benefit from this right, the victims needs to be appropriately identified and referred. So Romania has a national identification and referral mechanism since 2007. The document was approved by joint order of institutions with responsibilities in the field of trafficking, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Child Protection Authority, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Justice, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Education, and Prosecutor Office. The document summarizes the key aspects in the field of human trafficking, some special principles like respecting victims' rights to physical, psychological, and social recovery, non-discrimination, the right to receive assistance irrespective of victim's decision to participate in criminal proceedings, indicators to be considered for identification of potential victims, recommendation for interviewing trafficked persons. Also comprises references to the main national and international legal instruments like Palermo Protocol and Council of Europe Convention against trafficking, both ratified by Romania. The referral procedures are described for six specific situations, depending on the institution involved in identification, the place of identification, and the victim's status. The institution involved could be specialized police units, prosecution units, NGOs, diplomatic missions, or consular offices. But other specialists who may come into contact with the potential victim are also included, like labor inspectors or teachers. In all these situations, the national contact point for the notification of a potential victim of trafficking and the referral for assistance is the National Agency Against Trafficking in Persons. The agency is organized within the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Its main responsibilities are related to policy development, prevention, coordination, and monitoring. We have a multidisciplinary team, police officers, social workers, and psychologists, and this facilitates the understanding and the cooperation in all the field of intervention. There are 15 regional centers, and what is important to mention is that the agency does not investigate cases of trafficking in persons. In cases of transnational referral of Romanian victims of trafficking, in destination countries, those entities who come in contact with Romanian victims and inform us about their decision to be repatriated are diplomatic missions and consular offices of Romania, specialized police units, IOM and NGOs. And in Romania, the notifications are received by the national agency, IOM, NGOs, and child protection authority. In most of the cases, the cooperation is not limited to the cooperation from one institution from this destination country and one institution from Romania. In order to organize an adequate repatriation, we have both transnational cooperation and cooperation within the institution from each state. The activities that are directly related to repatriation of victims are issuing travel documents, conducting risk assessment, to identify potential risk for health, emotional security, but also risk in relation to the traffickers, risk of being contacted by the trafficker, threats or the presence of the traffickers in the community, receiving the victim at the point of arrival, information and counseling, and also facilitating access to specialized assistance. The main financial costs related to the assisted repatriation would be the costs for victims' transport, for international transport, but also for internal transport from the point of arrival to the place of assistance or to the place of origin. Also, financial costs regarding the food and water during the travel. These costs are often omitted. Costs related to the staff involved in destination country and in Romania. And I would add here also the costs related to pre-departure assistance in the country of destination, which may include accommodation, medical assistance, psychological assistance, mediating the relation with the family. But what I want to share with you is the challenges that we faced and to present you some other kind of costs in relation to victims' assistance. The most common challenges that we faced are related to the moment of notification and the data that we received it. There are cases of late notification on repatriation, meaning that we are informed with 2 or 3 hours before the departures, sometimes when the victim is already in the plane or bus or even after the arrival in the country. Sometimes there are cases of hastiness during the return, often occurring on Friday evenings or around holidays, like before Christmas. And there are also cases when no institution or organization from Romania is informed about the victim's return. When information is received, it happens to be incomplete, in particular with regard to victims' health conditions and the trafficking situation. In relation to these issues, we have noticed some different interpretation on certain principles or rights of the victims, like protection of personal data, and limited knowledge and confusion on the role of ANITP, the national agency within the anti-trafficking national system. When we face these challenges, actually it happens to face their consequences, the loss of contact with the victim, risk of trafficking, lack of access to specialized services, lack of adequate support for victims, the return of the victims in poor condition, potential health risks for both victims and specialists. And a few years ago, we had the case of a colleague who received a victim at the airport and got sick of tuberculosis. And we have some gaps in monitoring and further cooperation. So it is important to have a minimum set of data in order to have time and to do risk assessment and a risk management plan, and to carefully analyze the cost of not taking certain decisions and not doing certain actions. I mentioned that one of the challenges that we face is the limited knowledge and confusion regarding the role of the National Agency Against Trafficking Persons within the National Anti-Trafficking System. Because the agency is organized within the Ministry of Internal Affairs, he is often associated with the police, and this has an effect avoiding notification of cases to the national agency and cooperation, claiming that the victims don't want to talk to the police. So if a victim is notified to the national agency, does it mean that the victims will cooperate with law enforcement agency? Yeah, it means that the victim has enhanced opportunities to receive assistance, and it means that we can have accurate statistics and that we can identify the real problems and tailor the policies and instruments. The support for recovery and reintegration is offered depending on their individual situation and the needs identified following evaluation of each case. Victims can be assisted either by public or private social service providers. These entities can also work together and provide assistance services in partnership. Assistance and the support can only be provided with the victim's consent on an informed basis. And one specific challenge in providing assistance for Romania as an origin country is the fact that the victims are in their home country. They have families, they have friends, they have a place to live. This fact influences the victim's access to assistance due to two categories of factors, some internal factors and some structural factors. Because there are situations of denial of assistance, in some cases because they consider that they have family support and don't need anything, or they just want to forget what happened. They don't want their families to find what happened, and they are afraid that maintaining the contact with an institution might be a risk in this sense. But having a place to live means that they don't need accommodation or they don't need long-term accommodation, but they need other kind of assistance while being in their homes and in their place of origin. The assistance for recovery and reintegration is provided irrespective of victim's decision to participate in criminal proceedings. And for those victims willing to cooperate with competent authorities, was developed a distinct program, which is implemented since 2006, in partnership by the regional centers of the national agency, specialized police units, NGOs, or public social services providers. The specialists from the regional centers of the national agency maintain permanent contact with the victims, and the victims benefit from emotional support, physical protection, and secure transport. I suppose that most of the time when we hear the word host, we think about the money. So with the support of a colleague from an NGO with many years of experience in providing long-term assistance for victims of human trafficking, I can offer you some examples of the amount of money used this year for providing assistance for five victims of human trafficking. As you can see, we have the type of assistance provided for each person and the amount of money involved. The assistance covers the specific needs of trafficking victims, and there are different sums of money, although to some extent there are similar services. So the main services provided are accommodation, psychological assistance, support for basic needs, medical assistance, legal assistance, or vocational training. I don't know how relevant this information are without the story behind them. So I invite you to know a few details about their stories. So we have the case of a child, a girl of 14 years old who meets a boy, falls in love, and after that was sexually exploited for almost 2 years. When she was identified, she was pregnant. He gave birth to a baby boy. 3 months after the birth of the baby, her father died. An additional trauma for her because she was very attached to his father. And now she's accommodated in a center because of the threats from traffickers. In her case, part of the costs covers the assistance for the baby, the medical assistance, and also to pay the kindergarten. Then we have a trafficking attempt from this year with a female of 23 years old with a history of domestic violence. After she finds the courage to let her partner, she knows a man who suggested her to spend the holidays together in Ireland and to find jobs there. He paid for her ticket and sent her first, but when she arrived in Ireland, no one met her there, as she was told, and she lost any contact with that man. A girl with a single episode of exploitation, a girl of 17 years old, who started chatting with an older man who was presented to her by an acquaintance. He convinced her to go at his house. He became violent, forced her to have sex with him, threatened her with a knife, and he brought two other men who had sex with her and paid for this. And the case of a male of 27 years old, with several forms of exploitation. He's from a trafficking case for the purpose of ID theft for fraud, but he was also sexually exploited and forced to domestic servitude. He comes from a placement center. He was raped at the age of 13. After that, he had other experience with the man, and because the trafficker knew his past, she had many humiliations and punishments from the traffickers, like they forced him often to wash their underwear or socks. She was diagnosed with aggressive syphilis and she needed an eye surgery due to the repeated beatings of the traffickers. So in his case, the high amount of money was spent for the medical problems. And the last case of a girl, when she was 17 years old, she was raped after the party where she was invited by a colleague. She was sequestrated for a week. After that, she assaulted an Albanian who sexually exploited her for 5 days in Italy. And one day she had a car accident while being transported from the place of exploitation. After this car accident, she had serious neurological trauma. She was hospitalized for almost a year in Italy. She was supported to return home without any notification of Romanian institution or NGO. She started to go to school again, and in 2011 she was kidnapped by the same man and re-trafficked for almost 2 months. This year she restarted the psychological counseling due to the serious consequences after the car accident, but also due to the trauma related to the sexual exploitation. So it's difficult to measure the cost of trafficking and the costs of assistance, because there are different categories of vulnerabilities. There are pre-existing vulnerabilities before trafficking situations. There are directly vulnerabilities related to the trafficking situations, but other kind of vulnerabilities who may occur during the assistance program. And we have the examples of 5 persons who received assistance this year, but who were trafficked in different years and with a different exploitation period, or just an attempt. So I think that we can do a lot of analysis from theoretical perspective, but I feel that in front of such stories, there is no much to say. And I know that the lack of funding is an obstacle constantly reported in relation to victims' assistance, and there are a lot of complaints and criticisms, and sometimes I have the impression that we spend too much time analyzing and complaining instead of doing something using the available resources. So I have to confess that for some time I had this fantasy in which I have a huge amount of money, because I would like to make an experiment to give the money to all who need it, and because I'm very curious to see if the problem will disappear, and that everyone will be happy with no frustrations and no stress, and if everything will go smoothly, or in other words, to see if indeed money make the world go round, or there is another key factor for success. I don't know what would be the results of such an experiment, but I believe that the human factor makes the difference, and the people are the ones who determine the value of the money. Because the key feature in obtaining results is the proper attitude to the challenges. So this is what it works for us, having empathetic people, reliable professionals, best professional relationships, availability and listening to communicate and to get involved, joint allocation of resources, and a lot of phone calls. So this is our story. Thank you for listening.